Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through the weekend before Thanksgiving. First, the weather. The rain chance stays at 60-70% through the weekend, but the holiday week ahead will be sunnier and cooler. Let's get things started in court. Miami-Dade County is ready to have its 1928 courthouse pass its 40-year recertification, nearly 50 years late. The county recently submitted its recertification application to Miami for the downtown building. It's set to reopen about 5 months after court administrators closed it following a post-Surfside engineering inspection. The courthouse is scheduled to reopen December 6. The clearance comes after county engineers said recent inspections of columns in the basement found no reason to keep the county's main civil courthouse closed. In food news, do not adjust your calendar. Yes, it's November. And yes, the Miami-Dade Youth Fair has reopened. Normally, the annual event is a spring fling. But the pandemic canceled the fair in 2020 and pushed the usual March opening until now. This means you can now ride heart-stopping rides. You can also eat your weight in heart-stopping foods. We have our eye on the pickle pizza, but you can also dive face-first into flaming hot Cheeto corn dogs, deep-fried conch poor boys, shrimp and bacon mac and cheese. And the ever-popular funnel cake. The fair is open through December 5 at the Miami-Dade Fairgrounds. General admission tickets are $14. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In medical news, a longtime South Miami doctor has been arrested after police said he sold prescriptions for Xanax, Viagra and the powerful painkiller hydrocodone to an undercover informant. Mark Zager was the target of an undercover probe by Miami and Coral Gables police. In October, according to a police report, the informant paid $200 for the prescription for 90 pills of Xanax, an anti-anxiety drug. Police said the informant this month bought a prescription for 30 Viagra pills and 20 hydrocodone pills, all for $600. The police report said the informant told Zager he did not have a medical necessity for the prescriptions. Zager is charged with 5 felonies, including illegal sale of a controlled substance, and issuing a fraudulent prescription. In cruise news, Disney Cruise Line just announced it will require all passengers ages 5 and up to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to travel on their ships. The new rule starts January 13. Disney said in a statement that the company is continuing its policy of mandating vaccines for all vaccine-eligible guests. Federal regulators announced that children 5 and older were authorized to receive the Pfizer vaccine earlier this month. Previously, children between the ages of 5 to 11 were exempt from Disney's vaccine requirement. And finally, the Miami Book Fair Street Fair returns this weekend. And while it's not quite as big as it usually is, book lovers will find plenty to do. The fair is scaled down for several reasons, all of which involve the pandemic. Around 70 authors will appear in person, with around 200 chatting online in English and Spanish. The Miami-Dade College Wolfson campus is at 300 Northeast 2nd Avenue. The fair runs through November 21. For more, go to miamibookfair.com. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com, and stay healthy.